Okay, we are we're learning Hilchos Kaved, Siman Ayin Gimel. We're at Sif Gimel, which in your copies is the side of the page that says Sif Gimel. Not the side of the page that says Sif Hey, which hopefully we'll still get to. I think it's fair to say that the main chiddush of anybody who learns Hilchos Kaved is the chiddush of Tosfos Shita. Tosfos holds that the Kaved is not only is it not more chomor than regular pieces of meat, but Tosfos Shita, which I spoke out last week, was that, and it's Rabbeinu Tam is brought in Taz Aleph, that the Kaved is better than Shar Basar, it's more kuladik, that salting it is certainly muta. And Tosfos Shita, in addition, is that if you cook the kaved by itself, it's muta. And that's based, as I told you last week, on the Gemara that says that kaved is kulay dam, and afal pi kein, the Torah was matir it. That kol she'asur Torah, there's something connected that's muta, dam asur kaved muta. And that was the at the end of the day, that's the main chiddush in Hilchos Kaved. What does it do for you, halacha l'maisa? Very little. Because we pass in like the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, that who hold that the Kaved, on the contrary, is more chamor, that it needs dafkat sli. The Mechaber, surprisingly, is the one who brings that b'di'eved, you can rely on Tosfos, or Rabbeinu Tam. Even though it's the Rif and the Rambam, and the Mechaber's klal is that he always follows the Rif and the Rambam, for some reason here he brings the B'dievin Mutter in Sif Aleph, and nevertheless, we're noyig to aser everything, we pass like the Rif and the Rambam, and Lididan, we're not learning a very big chiddush in Hilchis, in the halachis of Kaved, however. Today I would like to finish or almost finish the siman. Next week my plan is to do just tshuvas on the topic. When we do tshuvas on the topic, Rabbeinu Tam Shita will be an important sirif, an important sniff. Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that a kaved that's cooked by itself is mutter, will become a very important sirif. And I remember one incident. I visited Rav Palm, had gone away to Toronto for a week or so, and when he came back on Shabbos, I went with my wife to visit the house. So as always, Rupam said, he told me the shilas that came up in his week in Toronto. So he said that someone had taken the kaved, which was in the plastic bag as it comes from the butcher house. So funny that we could say they used to do it that way, you know. And he took it with the plastic bag, and it was very cold. Maybe it was frozen. It was very cold, and they wanted to defrost it prior to roasting it. He took it with the plastic bag, put it in the sink under the running hot water. And the shiloh then was: did they now aser the kaved? Now the kaved was not yet roasted. And they put it under the sink, and the hot water. What?
The hot water cooked it. Is that the shiloh?
Did the hot water?
What was the
shiloh? The hot water cooked the kaved, and the kaved became asur. The kaved that was cooked without sli and malicha was so certainly asur. So this was the nidain. What sticks out of my mind is the Rebbetzin's reaction. She said, "Where did this happen?" She said, "In the home we were in Toronto." And she said, "And they didn't ask me." At the end, where Rav explained why he was not here, she said, "Oh, I would have said that too." So she was full of life. It's always a lesson to me how two people, a husband and wife, don't have to be identical to marry. Because the Rebbetzin was all, she should live and be well, was all outgoing and gushy and the opposite. He came in on Purim, and her father was sitting seriously talking Torah, and then she walked in with a cowboy hat, Purim dig. So I don't know, she should be well. The year her father was sick, near his patira, one Sunday I came in, And Rebbe Tzimpam told me, oh, I heard that joke you said last night at the Navi Shir. You have to say it over for the Rosh Hashiva, she tells me. You have to say it over for Rosh Hashiva. I was so embarrassed, I have to tell you. But okay. Anyway, so what am I saying? I got sidetracked to schmoozing. The kaveh that was under the running water. So how do you don the shayla? Well, first of all, the first impression is that Iri Kli Rishon only cooks Kedei Klipa. Only cooks Kedei Klipa, and the plastic bed is a Kedei Klipa. That's the first reaction. Although there is a shita that many Irois, if you keep on doing Iroi, there's a shita that it goes more than Kedei Klipa. But the Beker Adin, Iri Kedei Klipa is only Kedei, Iri is only Mavashim Kedei Klipa. Now there, it's an important syrup, is this Taisus. My Taisus shita is that if you cook the kaveh by itself, that it's mutter. The Rosh Shulchan Aruch and Sefalof, which you do not have in the copies, is b'dieved mutter b'nispashel avadei b'kadeira. And we'll have to talk about it. It's a shame we'll get back to it next week when we discuss the Shailas. That's an important shita that nispashel avadei could be mutter even without sli, without malicha, could be mutter. Yeah. Right. No, but you needed a tzira for Rabbeinu Tam because one title was that many irois is mevashel water in Kedei Klipa. If you pour many times that it, which this was, maybe it's mevashel water in Kedei Klipa. And that's kama irois is the lashon. So maybe one steady is not. All right. Believe that, there next week I'll come in. I have the Shabbos, I still wrote a poem. I generally wrote down Bishas Naisa. No, it's exactly the way he put it together. I only mean, my reason for saying it is basically you should remember Rabbeinu Tam. So, yet again, my point is that the main chiddush in learning Dinei Kaveh is this halacha that Rabbeinu Tam holds. A kaveh is not only less chomor than other meat, but it's more kuladik than other meat. And that's the shita. Now we're up to Sif Gimel. No, the plastic itself. Right. The eroi only could. Let's say I would have an eroi of hot treifus onto a piece of. I don't want to say meat because meat has peely, but onto a vegetable. I would just peel the vegetable. It would be a mutter. So here, the peel is the plastic there.
Even though it's inside that heat.
Even though it's got hot, but it wasn't
mevashel. And a raw liver,
I'm talking about a raw liver.
I know. So raw meat is not a problem. You don't need.
Well, if you cook raw meat before.
Raw meat.
Right. Raw meat, you can eat.
You can eat. Can you eat raw liver?
Is one permitted to eat raw liver?
Right.
If
so. Is it more dam? Is it considered more of a dam issue?
No, raw meat, you can. Raw liver, you're allowed to eat. It's no different than raw meat.
What went into the
question is, if you cook the kaveh, once you cook the kaveh, there's nothing you can do. Yeah. All right, let's see Sif Gimel. Litzli tzara chaticha mishun damsha b'simpainais. For tzli, a person has to first cut the liver because of the damsha b'simpainais, which is in the flowing blood. V'imloi karai kaidim tzliya yikrena achaka achan, a chiddish. That if you didn't do kriya beforehand, that the person could rip it afterwards. It's too late. The dam in the simpainais already went into the meat of the kaveh. So the Shachan Yid Aleph says, kibay lakapaltai. During the time that you do tzli, whatever goes in goes all the way out. So if there's any dam inside in the vessels and it goes into the kaveh, it's going to go drip out of the kaveh, and it's not a problem. The Rabbah says, v'yesh oimrim, alright, mark this, it's a kula of the Ramah. The Ramah seems to be only a machmir in Hilchas Malicha. Here we have a kula of the Ramah that you don't have to cut it. You don't have to cut the meat, the kaveh, before tzli. You don't have to cut it at all, and that's the minute that you don't have to cut it. Now that seems to contradict what we learned last week. Last week we learned Sif Aleph. You have to cut it. If you don't cut it, you make holes in it. The Ramah went through the halachas of cutting it. What's going on here? all of a sudden the Rama says, Yeshayim ain't tzarich shum chaticha klal, v'cheinai get afil l'chatchila. That the minig is that you don't have to cut it at all. So the Taz in Hay is bothered by this. And we'll see now there are two approaches to it. Let's see Taz Hay. Kosha, hola else if Aleph Kosov HaMechaber. Selei, Vazer Kosov Rama Adina Nikibas HaKavei B'chitucha. And the other Rama wrote the rules of making holes in the Kavei or cutting it. Mishum Negam, it's Litzar HaChituch. So what's going on? Sif Aleph, he said, you do have to cut it. And here is Sif Gimel, he's saying the meaning is not to cut it. Maybe you'll say, if you're eating it as tzli, you don't have to cut it. If you want to cook it afterwards, then you do have to cut it. But you can't say that. The Ramah writes afterwards, Vice says he's talking about tzli alone. So we have a stira whether tzli alone needs chituch. Ramah here should have said that you don't have to cut it if you don't plan to cook it. So the Taz is bothered by the stira in the Ramah. Before the Rama was explaining the first shita, and now he's adding a second shita. So Mimela, it's not a stira because they're two totally different shitas, and therefore, according to the maskana of this Taz, you can be makel. Before he was explaining the shita that's machmir, and he finishes explaining the shita that's machmir. He says the yeshayimrim, you don't need chituch at all. The chenayagim. And Mimela, according to the maskon of the Taz, you do not need chituch at all for tzli.
So to us, chicken livers, they never do tzli, so that's fine for us. What about sephardim? Chicken livers for sephardim. It seems the mechaber holds that.
The mechaber holds you have to cut it open, and we all did it. So Ramah seems to say you don't have to cut it open.
Chicken livers, they
well, we cut it anyway. If you want all the maisa.
Chicken livers.
Yeah, you have to remember, we said earlier that if you remove it from the gallbladder, that's also a chituch. It comes attached to a gallbladder. If you rip off the gallbladder, that itself is a chituch.
So there's a chituch,
yeah. So that's his maskana. Looking at the gra, that's a great answer to the question. I don't see it, but the Michis Yaakov says that he likes better the first teretz of the Taz, that if you're eating it tzli, well, you don't have to cut it, and if you're cooking it afterwards, you do have to cut it, which is why la halacha l'maisa we do cut it before tzli, and the nafkamina would be b'di'evet if someone forgot to cut it open before tzli. That it would be mutter. So there's a difference now between l'chatzil and b'di'evet. Remember, dam is mishrik sharik from kalim. It doesn't. It's cold, and it anyway. Yeah, the blood. There's no duch on the blood. Blood is liquid. The covet itself is mutter. It's the blood. The blood is. Because Yaakov is a pirish on the teres chatas. It's quoted very often. It's a kadmon. The Prima Gadim quotes it all the time. Sif Dalid. Now, just have to explain the mitzias in Sif Dalid. Ovens, you know that to roast meat, we're not talking about pot roast, we're talking about roasting on a spit. And to roast meat, you put it on a spit, you put it in the oven. We're used to the rotisserie ovens, where the spit stands horizontally, and sometimes it turns, but it stands in one place. The old tanurim, the old ovens, which the Mechaber describes, the tanurim should be mechach mehagemara, had a hole in the top, and therefore the spit was put in downwards, like you said, the shwama spits, where it stands downwards. Now the Mechaber, what? top to bottom, bottom to top. I'm not sure expert in the shawarmas, but so Sif Dalet, it talks about whether one can roast the kaved together with other meat. Okay, again, whether you can roast the kaved with other meat. In salai imbasa b'tanurim shibei mechach mihagamar. You're roasting it on a spit together with other meat in the ovens that existed in the time of the Gemara. Shapiam lamala, where the opening was on the top and the spit stood vertically. Yia hakaveg lamata v'loi lamayla. The liver should be on the bottom of the totem pole. It should be the lowest piece of meat and not above it, so that the blood which drips out should not, the chatzilah should not drip on the other meat.
Ubidiyaved mutter. Now, is it tzliya for kashrus also?
Tzliya for the meat? Right. Everything here has not been salted or kashered. And you're doing it in the first place.
Why should you do it that way? The other way, you have the sheets of Rabbeinu Tam. Either way, it's blood. You have blood on the blood.
Therefore,
so
therefore,
why is it better to put the cover on the bottom? Put the cover on top, but then you have this. Then you have.
All right. So the first question that we ask is, why is it different than any time you roast many pieces of raw meat? Every time you roast many pieces of raw meat, we say that that whatever comes out all the way. It doesn't go into the other piece of meat, or if it goes in, it comes out immediately. So why is this any different? So the question is actually two questions. L'chatchila, it was saying it's aser. Why? Ubidiyeven mutter. Why? Now, once we explain why the chatzilah it's also, we have to know why ubidiyeven it's mutter. Now, till here is the din of the Gemara. The din of the Gemara is that the chatzilah, you shouldn't have the kaved above the other meat, ubidiyeven it's okay. The second half of the sif is known as chishosha derashi. Let's read the words. Ubishpudim shetzaylin eitzel ha'esh. A shpud, which is standing horizontally near the fire, also it's sliced on my basal lechatchila. I feel a kaved lamata. It's worse. Even if the kaved is below, it's no good lechatchila. Why? So the shach in the bottom line, so cutting your gimel, brings what's Rashi's chashash. Pa'amim might be an ashpud v'depach elyon letachtoi. The shpud is horizontal. Sometimes you're going to lift it, you're going to turn it. Typically, when you put something by the fire, one side is closer to the fire, one side is further, so you have to rotate it. And when you move it, it'll end up higher for a moment. That's chashash of the Rashi, and therefore Rashi holds that you have to be afraid it'll be above. But at any rate, that's Rashi's chashash. The main din of the sif is the first half. That PM Lamaila is asal chatchila, that Kavi Lamaila is asal chatchila, but the bidia. Why is it asal chatchila? The shach here is ma'arech, and why it's mutter b'di'evet. Why is it asa l'chatchila? The answer to that lies in the words of the Gra later in Sifkat Nechaf Aleph. There's a piece likut, which is on the next side, and he says mishum shehakaved meruba dam. So the kaved has more blood, upaylet b'shefa, and it gives out a lot of blood. V'tirdas habasa liflay tumuat. The other meat, which is torrid liflite, which is busy giving out, is much less than the blood which is coming from the kaved. Umitam zeh osa b'tzliya afagav de bishar bosa mutter. What is shar bosa mutter? If I have 10 pieces of raw meat and I roast them, I say that the top blood from the top piece is not going to go into the bottom piece. I need the torrid liflat loibala. It's busy shooting out, it's not going to absorb. At the same time. But if it's a shefa of blood that's coming onto it, it overwhelms it. And then it does not apply. At any rate, it's mutter. Now, so the chatchila, why is it aser? Because the kaved has so much dam, we can't be sure that the basa won't be belay. Nevertheless, b'di'evet it's mutter. Why b'di'evet is a mutter? The shach brings two opinions. In shach zivkot niyud. B'di'evet mutter. So the shach says, shach yud. Shach yud beis. I'm sorry. Shach yud beis. U'b'di'evet mutter. He quotes first a taisvis. And after the Taismis explains what he wants to get to. Let me just explain. We'll learn it inside that there could be two logical reasons to be matir the meat, which is roasting, because of the dam, and we're afraid that the dam of the kaveh will overwhelm it and aser it. There are two approaches one could take. One could take an approach, well, the blood does go in, but just like it goes in, it comes out. It's being roasted anyhow. And the Drisha's approach is, yeah, the blood will go in, but kipayla kapalta. Even though it goes in, it'll come out anyhow. And the Nela, there is no issue. The Shach, in bringing the Taisvis, wants to show that that's not true. On the contrary, our understanding is that it's not Balea at all. That the Tzli, which is roasting, is not going to be Balea. Let's see how he proves this from Taisvis. Shach Yud Beis. Hatam Isa Bishas, Perakala Basar. The Dam Mishrik Sharik Bitzliya. Now, the expression Dam Mishrik Sharik, which we had in the Samach Tes, is that blood runs. The nature of blood is to run when you roast it. Fiksha Taisisha. Taisis is Akasha, Dibra Masladama. Amayla Sharina Afilachatchila, Mishun Dekab. Why don't we ask Afilachatchila? Why are we mat Afilachatchila, Mishun Dekabai like Afaltai? Because whatever goes into the meat is going to come out. Vimishum Depalmim Nitzla Habasa Shalamata. If because the basar under the kaveh will be roasted tchila, it's going to roast more quickly, and it'll finish roasting when the kaveh is still pilot. And it's going to fall on the meat. And it doesn't have time to be pilot. You're afraid that what's lower is going to finish sleep first, and it'll absorb without giving out. There's nothing to a kaveh. Anytime I have two pieces of meat, why don't I say the bottom piece of meat will roast first, and I'll become also from the top? My timer. So we don't say when you roast pieces of meat that every piece of meat has to be roasted separately. Why should the kaveh have to be roasted separately? That was the Gra I just read you. That the kaveh, which has a flow of dam, we don't say kabbalah kapaltai. V'hadam rinan, and we find the lev kairayach etzliyasai mishun kabbalah kapaltai. We find by the meat of the heart, we do say that whatever goes in goes out. Afi sheish by shefa dam, dam halev mispashul misyam shemakayim by bechalal alev. Tosis says the lev is different. Whatever the explanation, akal l'shaynin. So what is Tosis saying? The lumdis of Tosis is that why is it asal chetchila? Because the kaveh has a shepa dam, and you don't say kabbalah kapalta. Since so much dam coming on the lower meat, we don't say kabbalah kapalta. So zok the shach etakti devara devrei. And why did I bring this taisus? Mipnei hu aterazov. The aterazov is the levush. Okay, all the svarim whose names come from the pasuk in the Megillah, the sefer Yershushan, the sefer levush tcheles. The Levush Sefer Terezov, all these Svarim are the Svarim of the Levush. The Levush wrote many Svarim, and he named most of them, made them Purim Dik, after, was his name Mordechai? I don't even know what his name was. But the Levush named them after these Pesukim, and that's why it's a little confusing. When I started learning Chayshe Mishpat, the Shach quotes a Sefer Ir Shushan, I never heard of it. And afterwards I realized that it's the abbreviation Ayin Shin. I'm not Chayshe Mishpat, but he's quoting the Eila Shabbos, which is on Hilcha Shabbos. But it's the Shushan, and that's the Levush Svarim. Sefer Megillah Sester on Sefer Mitzvot of the Ram. I don't think it's the Levush, maybe it is. I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's a Rishon. At any rate, the Levush says, "Also, let's place kaved al basar, shakaved kuli dam." Upilot calls the man shuvei tzaleish because it's castly pilot. For basar lashin, this looks tas placek maliflight, and the basar is going to stop being pilot. Because of a dam in a kaved al basar, and the dam from the kaved will go onto the basar. If you have la basar a dam a kaved, and that's why it's also lechatchila. That's right. But the eved muter the kabbalik hapalte mitzliya akalashayna. He says, with the evidence, mutter, because any blood of the kaveh that comes into the meat will be spit out. Saktishach, akamashani. Harry Bishasi, Tiru Lehedya, Metamad Mishuk Sharik. That's not correct. It's not because we say it goes in and it comes out again, but rather it's because of Mishrek Sharik, because the blood that's going to go in is going to come out again. But anyway, he said, so they disagree in the reason that b'dieved it's mutter, whether b'dieved the time that it's mutter is because of Mishrek Sharik or because of Kabbalah Kapalte. So they have two as Beirim. Can you prove that? The question is not if the kaved itself is Torah L'Filay Bala. The question is the basar underneath. But Sheikh is right. If I would have a stam, a piece of kosher, anything, and the dam of the kaved would be running onto it, I wouldn't say dam is shuksharik. There's no rule that dam doesn't aser anything to say dam is shuksharik. I'm assuming that this is all because the ash is being mashpia on the whole taruvis, and that in the fire the dam is shuksharik. But it's true, I wouldn't say stamazai that if blood drips onto food that I'm roasting, that you're right. See, that's what David is saying. I think it's true that I wouldn't say that if I had an onion there, that I would say damishrik shark. It has to be together with the fact that it's that lamaisa, it's being influenced to be pilot. What? Slee, you could take off Kedei Natila, yeah. But the point is a good point, that the Mishuk Sharik here is a Chiddush. You also have to remember that when you put the Kaveh underneath and the Basar on top, the Kaveh is still touching the Basar. Normally, we shall have Treifa meat and Kasher meat with Sicha Aser. But if not for the Shef Adam of the Kaveh, it's like any two pieces of meat that are together, where one doesn't Aser the other during Tzli. It's only because it's on top and there's a Shef Adam that we're talking about asking. So Lamaisa, you do have the additional factor that during Tzli, one basa doesn't ask the other basa because it's Tarad Liflite. The question is, what about the Shef Adam, that asking? So on that Shef Adam, we say this Mishuk Sharik.
I have 10 pieces of meat roasted, so the bottom one has more dam hitting it than if I had a piece of liver on half of one small piece.
It's a good question. You hear the question. Why does it have 20 pieces on top of the bottom piece? It's also a Shef Adam that's working its way. It's working its way down as opposed to the Kaveh. So the question is a good question. I would, according to the Drisha, it's much better. According to the Drisha, the pshat is that really, in Tzli, it's always Kabbalah Kapalta. Really, nothing asers. And L'chatchila, so we're machmer on a kaved. We set up rules to aser when it's a kaved, because a kaved is a lot of dam. According to the Shach, it's takal hard to understand what the difference is. Why it evaporates when it goes down, or it absorbs?
It gets burned, it gets
maybe
burned.
It seems that in L'chatchila, Chazal set up rules, and
could be
even though you have aberrations to the rule, you have a lot of that.
It could be a different quality of blood that comes out of the COVID.
Could be, but it wasn't the Lashon they said. And that's his question, that the Lashon is a Shefa.
What exactly
does it mean? It means it has a tendency to run, to run, to keep on moving. It doesn't absorb, it runs. That's the nature of the blood. Well, except for the chashash of Rashi, right? Rashi's chashash is that you're going to. It's interesting, Prima Gadim says the chashash of the Rashi doesn't apply if you have a rotating a rotisserie that rotates. Because the whole shot is we're afraid you're going to move it because you're going to want to switch it and it'll end up higher. But if it turns on its own, I don't know in Rashi's time how it turns on its own. No chashash, that you're going to lift it up one way or the other. That a crack maybe.
That turned it. If you put a lathe on top,
because it's yabish besides
a lathe. That's because the buzzer doesn't have that thing to wash it.
Look, we know the buzzer, the dam runs. We know that. If it will be on a...
It runs from the heart also, but it's not...
In, so it runs the heart, the same as from Basa. The
shawarma, they put the fat on top. They
right.
That's kosher meat.
It's kosher. Yeah. It has to be kosher. It's fat, it's kosher. I hope so. Otherwise, you're in trouble.
There's no moving of the fire either. Because the what's heating, what's firing up the liver or whatever you're eating, you're also not moving any heat
on. Okay, perhaps. Perhaps. You have to remember, it's a chashol lechatchila. We're not asking, but the evidence, you can say svaras. If you turn the page, the Rama finishes the sif with the following. Miyuam nimlecha ha-kaved kvar, if the kaved has been previously salted, mutal etzloisa, imbasar, afilu al-gabi bisra. If you salt the kaved, which we don't eat, we regular salting like meat, which means you salt it the normal way, the way... Now, we normally don't salt it. We'll see that in the next sin. But if you salted it, so then you can roast it together with meat. So the kfar nismai damai, the salt does make that there's no shef adam. It's like any meat that you roast with other meat. And memela, there's no problem of the shef adam. And the person can do it even lechatchila.
He's saying salting liver makes it like a regular piece of meat.
It takes it down a notch.
What do you mean?
That's what it says, yeah. That's what it says.
If you salted the liver,
so then it helps.
It seems to have the same quality now as a regular piece of meat. So could that's you salt it then the second time?
No, you can't salt it.
I know the answer. I'm just
okay, whatever the melach takes out, it takes out. And whatever the tzli takes out, the tzli takes out. Doing it two times is not going to... not gonna change anything. All right, so this seems simple enough that agabi bisrit's enough. The Shach in Yud Dalid brings a chumrah of the Drisha. This chumrah of the Drisha is based on a review of Rabbeinu Tam's Kula in Sif Aleph. Rabbeinu Tam in Sif Aleph held that the liver is not more chomer than other meat. is not more chomer than other meat, and salting helps. You can salt liver, if you salt it by itself, it's totally kosher. That was the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. The sheet of the Rambam and the Rif is our sheet that we follow, that you have to roast the kaved. For Rabbeinu Tam, sheet comes into play, the Mechaber held b'dieved mutter. Mechaber was saimich b'dieved on Rabbeinu Tam. The Drisha here has a gevaldik akasha. Rabbeinu Tam's kula in the case of this Ramah, turns into a chumrah. Now, Yechap, why does it turn into a chumrah? Rabbeinu Tam holds that when you salt the kaved is like any meat, and once you salt it, it's regular meat that was salted. Now, that's normally a kula, you could just salt it. But look at the Ramah. The Ramah is talking here, if the kaved was nimlach already by itself, that now you can put it to roast together with other meat. Right. So how could you put it together with other meat? According to this, it's a piece of regular meat that was already kashered, and you're putting it with other meat that wasn't kashered, you're putting it to roast together, and one should ask the other. The dam of the meat that you're roasting now, which comes out, should ask this meat, which now is a regular piece of kashered meat. So we have here a problem. Yechap, you follow the difficulty. Now, you have to remember, why when I roast many pieces of meat together, do I say that it's mutter? That's because I say that when you roast a lot of meat together, whatever comes in is going to go out. All the blood is on its way out. The nikvei aplita are flowing. A piece of meat which was already salted, and I rinse it off, we say nistamu nikvei aplita. We had that expression in the Samachtas. The nikvei aplita are sealed, and now it no longer is going to give out the dam that comes in. So the kasha of the chumrah of the drisha is that we have to be chashish for Rabbeinu Tam lechumrah. And Rabbeinu Tam says salting helps. Once I salted it, it's a regular piece of salted meat. It can't work to now roast it together with meat that still has dam.
Maybe the Rama means to put it on top.
it's still going to touch, right? Touching really is still an asim. Zok the drisha tzarech loymer, that the kavod of this ramah is that you salted the kaved and you never rinsed it off. And it's within, we said it's a shayla of 12 to 24 hours. That for 12 to 24 hours, when you salt something, even though it's kosher, after 18 minutes or the chumra an hour, still the nikvei aplita are open and it's pilot seer. So the drisha says, I have no choice to explain this ramah, that the ramah means loy hodach, that you salted the kaved, you didn't rinse it, it's still within the 12 hours or 24 hours, that nikvei aplita are still pasuach, and now I can roast it with other things, whatever comes in is going to go out. That is the chumrah of the drisha. The shach says that's a daichik, to explain the ramah that way, it certainly is. To explain the stima saramah, that he means that it was loy hodach. And if you look in your copies, the first wide line, "Tzarich tarachim v'tzarich leimar," is the drisha. "Tzarich leimar the Rama Ayri b'shikfar nimlach hakavei avalei hudach." But it was not salted or pilated in Sierra Kalashani. That's the drisha's chumra, that this Rama is talking only in such a case. If you jump down three lines, it says, "Mashikaz about drisha Rama Ayri shapilated in Sierra udachuk v'rachayik." I don't have to explain that it's a big daichik to say that. The idea of nistavu nikvei aplita is by malicha. That's interesting what the Shas says. The Shas says the mitam kaboy like kach peltoi shari lechatchila. That the reason that this is mutter is that whatever is going to go into the salted kaved is going to come back out. You're not allowed to put salted meat to roast together with unsalted meat. Saying the following. He's saying this is only a chumra like Rabbeinu Tam. Like the Rif and the Rambam, there's still plenty of dam in the Kaved. Since it's only a chumra like Rabbeinu Tam, so we go Basar Ikar Adin, and the Shach says that the Ikar Adin is that when you have Kaved, which is already, when you have body Basar, which is already salted, together with Basar that's not salted and it's roasting together, he says that the Ikar Adin is that it's mutter. And since the Ikar Adin is its motto, here we have a tziruf of the Rif and the Rambam, you can be Mekel.
The Rambam never held like the Rambam.
It's a Menayin Zayin.
No, over
here. I'm sorry.
The Rambam never mentioned the Rambam.
It's true, he never mentioned it. The Mechaber mentioned Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rambam said the Chedeg and Lesser Akal. But to be Mekel against Rabbeinu Tam, it's very hard. The Rambam's Shita is always to be Cheshish for all the Shitas. So he's machber. But to say that he meant to be mekel against Rashi and the Rebbe Tam, that's a tremendous chiddush. So he's not happy in saying that.
With the salt, when you put them all together, it's still running seer.
Right.
So why wouldn't it answer the meat before? Until you roast it, then you
since it's busy being pilot, it won't be by Leia.
But the piece that it's underneath is not being pilot yet. Until you.
So what's the problem? So it's not pilot, it's only mutter.
No, the liver has salt on it, is being piloted down.
No, it's seer, it's seer. It's after Shia Malicha. There's nothing is it. Okay, so that is Sif Dalid, the din of Tzli together. Sif Hay is the din of salting it together, salting the kaveh together with other meat. And again, with Machmir, lo yim lechenu lechatchila, agabe habasar elatachta. The Gemara only talks about roasting. Here, this is, I believe, a Taisvis, a Rajba. These are Rishayim. The Rishayim say salting as well. Don't salt them together only by one underneath the other. The Gra and Chaf Aleph says, Kamei B'Tzli, like we had in the previous Sif about Tzli, Kamei Shkasa B'Perikin HaNasha, the Malia Karesech B'Tzli, V'kan lo yishayach hashosha derashi, the Sif Dalet. It's important gra. The gra says Kam lo shaya chashosha de Rashi. What does he mean? He means Rashi's chashash that you're going to take what's underneath and move it on top is only where it's shaya chashosha de Rashi. When you roast something, you want it to roast evenly, you're going to turn it around. When you're salting it, you're not going to, it's not normal to turn it. So it's not normal to turn it, we're not chashash for chashosha de Rashi. We see from the Gra, and actually from the Shulchan Aruch, that the Gra is explaining that Rashi's chashash is not a loy plug gzeira. When the chashash is shayach, it's shayach. When it's not shayach, it's not. And that's why when you have a rotisserie, a turning spit, there's no chashash, and there we can be meikol.
So the chatchil, you can salt them, just you have to put them to, just,
you have to put the kaved underneath. But the Ramah says no gush loy l'malaya kaved klal afilu levada. Our minig is never to salt the kaved. Vein l'shanois. We don't salt at all, only when it's already on the shpud. Now, why be machmir? The Ramah is always mahader. Why be machmir not to use salt? What's the svar in that? We're machmir to not salt it. Why? Okay, so the Tazayim brings two reasons. The Shach brings the same two reasons. So Taz is more concise. Tazayim b'taras chatas hatam shomari mulin. The ha'or chayzer mavliya hadam shapalat. We're afraid that when you're going to salt it, blood is going to come out onto the surface, and when you soil it afterwards, that dam will be cooked back in. Yeah, because you're afraid you'll forget to be a medeach. He'll say that. Yeah, we're going to say he's going
to
say that you should be medeach.
To the dung that goes out of the kaved once it's salted, it doesn't just flow away from it once it's salted.
I think the lashon of the shach. This is lashon that it's going to be in the salt. Tezayin. He doesn't say the salt. All right, I guess we're still afraid there'll be some salt on the surface, some blood on. We're talking lechatchila, not b'di'evet. Lechatchila, we're chayshish for that blood. Va'oytam mishum hekera. They nedem l'shabas v'alo yavai levash loyim basi. If you're going to salt the kaveh, people are going to think, oh, salting works. Lo yavai levash loyim basi. Right, you have to do tzli, and they're going to come to cook it. So he gives therefore two reasons. Back to the Ramah. We sprinkle some salt on it during tzli meal. Im isa shemala kaved. If you already salted the liver, ben shemalcha levada ayim basar, and afilu al gabe bisra, hakol mutter. But the evidence mutter. V'yesh aymrim. Sheish liklife ma'at saviv hakaved im idvuka ba'if. If you salted the kaved when it was still attached to the bird, you should cut away a klipa of the bird around the kaved. Beni alachum rabbi alma. Novel adiach kol kaved achat tzliyasai. The minig is to rinse the kaved after tzli. Mishum dama davuk bay miu im layadich edicha muteres. This Ramah is saying that all the chumras we have here, regard to, that we're discussing here, are all the chatchila dika chumras, not b'di'evet. He says you should rinse it after tzli because of blood on it. The Shach mentions that if you salted it, you should rinse it after salting, which was mentioned a minute ago. And so we learn Sifdalit and Sifhei. Sifdalit is don't roast it with other meat, lechatchila, unless it's ambarim. And Sifhei is don't salt it with other meat. The Shulchan Aruch says unless it's ambarim. And the Ramah says the minig is to avoid salting kaveh, period. All of this is lechatchila. Let's see Pischei Tshuva Dalit. What? The butchers, of course they wash it. I think they do wash it after the tzli. Yes. Okay, I'd like to learn Pischei Tshuva Dalit Shulay Lam Layach. Pischei Tshuva Dalit. He brings a machlokes which he doesn't explain all that much. Let's see. I'm behetiv shalorav marit mashakazal b'nin kaved shenishra b'mayim eisleis. You have a raw kaved that was soaked in water for 24 hours. You know kavush kimavushal, not pickled, just soaked in water. no spices, soaked in water. It was an ice, and the ice melted, and it was soaked, it was kavush. Vayim b'tshuvas chavis yoyer, shedayte lesser. He brings a sheet that asers, ayin sham. Hub tshuvas makam shmuel, herich bezeh, vehel lahatir. Vayim tshuvas mil tzedaka, shchalak gam kena lachreina ma'isrim, vehel kadasa p'chadish lahatir. So he brings two shitas, whether it's mutter or it's asa, which is the more pashta shita. What's the more pashta shita? It's asa. Why in the world should it be mutter? Kavish kavavushal, like Tosfos. Oh. So that's why it's important to know Rabbeinu Tam. But there's a cap here. Let me just finish what he says. Omnam amlay hidyach hakav mitchila vein b'mayim samach neged dam shiben sha'olav. You have dam be'en on it, yesh lo isrei. Avlam hudach mitchila, yesh samach neged oisei dam levad, yesh osmach lo hakul. V'klisha b'nech v'shesh lesa. And why should it be mutter? You're soaking the kaved 24 hours, why should it be mutter? The answer lies in something which you do not have, unfortunately, in your copies, except for those who have the stapled copies, that have the first page. In the first page, we said Rabbeinu Tam. Again, I started today by telling you, let's review Rabbeinu Tam Shita. But we don't paska like him, but it's important anyway. Why is it important? Why should I aser a soaked liver? Because kovush kimavushal. Soaked is like cooked. Everyone knows if you cook a liver, it's aser. Now, everyone knows, except of course Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't know that. Tosfos holds his mutter. But 1 minute, we don't paska like Tosfos. What we said earlier is, in this vashel b'kedera, levade b'kedera, it's mutter. Avala kedera asura, the kedera becomes asa, shepalatas vede babas. We said in Sif Aleph that if you cook the kaveh by itself, it's mutter. V'yesh misha oyser v'chein ayegin. We said that there's a yesh misha oyser. Why does this yesh misha oyser aser? The reason, as explained in the Shach and the Taz, I believe, yesh misha oyser, the Taz says, let me go to the Shach. The Shach says, why is it Aser? Because in Sivkot Neches, in the Shach, the command Yama B'Shas, the Shluka Nesra. It's Mandi Yama in the Gemara that if you cook it by itself, it's Taka Mutter. But Shaluk, if you cook it a lot, it's Aser. V'nan lo'y b'kiyin ma'u Shaluk u'ma'am u'vashul. We're not b'kiyin, what's called cooking it a lot, what's called cooking it a little. So since we're not b'kiyin, so we always Aser if you cook the covered by itself. So we're not picking what's called cooking liver a lot, what's called cooking liver a little. Very good. But here, maliach is kimavushal. Salting has a din like bishul. It doesn't have a din like shaluk. It doesn't get cooked. It doesn't get overcooked. And we barely see in the salting that it gets cooked. So memela, that's the reason here to be for the mekilim. Mekilim say, the only reason we have a machmir, if you cook it by itself, we say it becomes asr, is because of a chashu shaluk. But otherwise, it would be Sevecha Rabbeinu Tam that it doesn't become Aser. We still will require Tzli afterwards. And here also, we're still going to require Tzli afterwards. But to become Aser, we're not going to Aser. So this is the Machlaikis regarding Kavush, which again calls into play the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. Yesh Misha Aser just says, I don't know, he says, Maliach is like cooking, and cooking is asa, and the kavish rather. Kavish, I should say kavish. Kavish is like mevushal, and since kavish is like bishul, so bishul is asa, kavish is asa, period. That's what he says. So the kashan that is, what do you mean? Ikra din bishul is mutter. It's just because of chashash shaluk. That's his kashan.
Why shaluk?
What?
Why shaluk words?
Shaluk. It's all based on the Gemara. If it's overcooked, maybe it absorbs more. Something to say. A piskichu vehei in basar. If you salt it with other meat, I bichu v'sarad vas, b'tosh repesh a kasav. The kaved shenimlachim b'nei ma'ayim, the kitarti l'reyasa. If you salt the kaved together with the intestines, the kitarti l'reyasa. What's a chada the kaved meruba b'dam? The su the emach zikin dam b'nei ma'ayim. The intestines have a kula. That emach zikin dam b'nei ma'ayim. Once it's cleaned out, when not mazik dam, yeshlochish v'lesa b'nei ma'ayim. Because what's the whole reason to be makel is that when meat is being piled, it doesn't absorb. But b'nei ma'ayim, which is the opposite of a kaved. A kaved is meruba dam, two things are don't have much dam besides the neimayim, also chaylev or shuman in our case. Fats also have a miyut dam, and those things we're not going to rely that it's not going to rely that it's mutter. So if one sif left, sif vav, the din of nimtza kaved ba'if tzli. If you roasted a bird and you find the kaved inside, we'll learn the mechaber, nimtza kaved ba'if tzli mutter. If you find the kaved still stuck to the bird, it's mutter. V'yeshayimim liklaif ma'at saviv ha'kaved v'ene lechum rabi alma. Here again, what's the lumdis? Everything is being roasted, just like in sif dalet. Siftal, we said, l'chatchila, we're machmir, but b'di'eved, we're not machmir. So b'di'eved, either damishuk sharuk or kabbalik ha-paltai, the two reasons. B'di'eved, it's mutter. V'imu mevushul, tzarach samach neged ha-kaved. And if you cook it together, so then the kaved could aser. And then you need shishim against the kaved. We have a rule that no bird has shishim against its kaved. And therefore, the Rama says that, e'mecha ha-ishu samach neged ha-kaved, kishi shalema. This is already a shaila of back to Teruvus and Basa B'Cholav. So that's on the agenda for next week. We'll finish this Ramah and go through shailas. I have one question for you. After Malicha, what is your pleasure? Where should we go after Malicha? We did Basa B'Cholav, Teruvus, Malicha, which was significant. So you have a couple of choices. What?
One of the choices, right.
What? Choshen Mishpat is one choice. It's very hard. Choshen Mishpat has a much more of a hemshech week to week. It's very hard to learn in an hour a week. It's more difficult. It's possible, but it's I could give a 1 day practical shiur on giving an Eruv, making an Eruv, and I probably should do that in June. But maybe Memorial Day
at the.
Present you with some choices. Okay. Some choices are to do parts of Shechita. To do the whole Shechita, which is 28 Simanim, will not. It's going to be very, very difficult. The choice I do part of Shechita, to do part of Treifus, which I would only do if you want to do Treifus, the rules of Treifus, and the lungs and the bird. Those are the things that I would do, and I would leave it at that. So. And we can still talk next week. Shita, Trefis, any other part of Yeridaya. We've Baruch Hashem finished quite a bit of Yeridaya. Yayin Nesach, maybe we never did. Yayin Nesach, I would leave for next year. I would learn it again in the summer. It's many years since I learned Mesach Tzavay Nazara, so we can leave that potentially for next year. Stam Yainam Yayin Nesach, I mean the same category.
We've never
really mentioned Ebenezer. Ebenezer, okay. Well, next week, maybe we'll crystallize our choices.